In this ultra-modern, fast-paced atomic age, it's nice to have the nostalgic music of big band swing.
Surely, certainly, as we go to a Chicago recording of Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, and they're going to do the Basin Street Blues, and you're going to hear Earl Father Hines on piano in this selection, along with Armstrong, trumpet, Fred Robinson on trombone, Jimmy Strong, clarinet, tenor sax, Mancy Cara on banjo, Arthur Zuddy Singleton, drums, Chicago of 1928. And here we go with the Basin Street Blues. All I want to ask is that when you think Louis Armstrong, you think beyond Hello Dolly and Mac the Knife and What a Wonderful World, and you think about these wonderful early recordings that he did, first starting out after leaving the King Oliver and Fletcher Henderson bands. That was from 1928, a Chicago recording with Earl Father Hines on piano, and that's actually six members in that band, but they call themselves for the record. Either Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, and on some pressings, they were the Savoy Ballroom Five. So we'll go back to, we'll go from 28 to 25, and at this time, Lil Hardin Armstrong is on piano. Chicago, 25, and Louis Armstrong, cornet, along with Kid Ory, trombone, Johnny Dodds, clarinet, Lil on piano, Johnny St. Cyr, banjo, and they're doing My Heart.
Thank you.
7 do the SOL Blues. It's a Louis Armstrong composition.
I mean money, mama. I'm with you, sweet mama. As long as you have bucks, bucks, bucks. When the bucks run out, sweet mama, I mean you are out of luck. Out of luck, out of luck.
Back in 1925, barrels were still an important method of hauling stuff, whether it was a barrel of sugar or a barrel of rum or a barrel of nails. You had people making barrels, staving chains, and all kinds of neat mental images of stuff that would happen with a barrel. You maybe remember the Three Stooges, and they were working for a brewery, and the truck, they didn't put the emergency brake on, and the truck went out of control, and the barrels of beer went rolling down the street, and it was chaos and havoc. So we got a barrel song. That's what all this is leading up to. Yes, I'm in the barrel, and it's Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, Chicago of 1925. Yes, I'm in the barrel. Oh, Big Band, Swings, and Hot Five. We continue with Louis Armstrong, Hot Five, doing the alligator. We're going to do the alligator crawl. Louis Armstrong is going to sing along with Kid Ory on the trombonist on the band. And also you'll hear some early early in the song, solo work with Johnny St. Cyr on the banjo. Here the Hot Five do the Gut Bucket Blues.
You know you really do. in blood, I say, boy. Lord, I say, Mr. Johnny Dodge. Oh, shoot that clown, that boy.
Evening, y'all. Welcome to the Big Band Swings program. And Kid Ory, who is the trombonist on these sessions, is going to, he wrote our next number that we're going to hear from. It, Muskrat Ramble with the Hot Five. Louis Armstrong and Little Harton Armstrong are going to sing the Georgia Grind.
Bye.
here, girl. Come here right now. I've been trying to be fast, and you don't know how. Doing the George O'Cry. Oh, the George O'Cry. Everybody's trying to do the George O'Cry. Saying old Miss Jones was betting great. Saw the George O'Cry through a stick away. She did the George O'Cry. Yes, and she went crazy about the George O'Cry. You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to do the George O'Cry.
Louis Armstrong, Lil Hardin wrote, strutting with some barbecue. Here they are along with the rest of the Hot Five with a Chicago recording in the late 1920s of Strutting with Some Barbecue. Louis Armstrong on the Big Band Swings and Small Combos show. Droppin' Shucks, Chicago 1926, Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five. Thank you.
dropping sucks on me, and now I'm gonna drop them on you. I saw you with your sweet man the other night, and I know you was untrue. I told your sweet mama way last fall that you'd come and find another view in your stall. You've been dropping sucks on me, and now I'm gonna drop sucks on you. There's the roses all red, the violets all blue. You run here talking about I'm crooked, but what's the matter with you? You raved about your papa saying that he was it, but this sweet mama I got just won't quit. You've been dropping shucks on me, and now I'm gonna throw them on you.
Big Band Swings, continuing with the count with the Hot 5, Hot 7. Here they are doing the 12th Street Rag. going to King of the Zulus, and we'll add on the vocal Clarence Babcock to sing along with Louis Armstrong and Lil Armstrong from 1926, King of the Zulus. I did, man. We've been 25 to 28 in that time span. That's right about the time when the recording technology went from the mechanical, where it was just a needle and a diaphragm that would cut into the wax, no amplification. Then sometime in 26, the electrical amplification, which captured a lot more of the frequency response of the recording, came into play. But there were still a few years where there's a little crossover, and some record companies were a little slower to adapt the new technology, and some of them just wanted to get rid of the equipment that they had on hand. So you may have noticed a difference over the several songs that we played with the Hot 5 and Hot 7 of the quality of it. That was sounded like an old mechanical recording, and that was the King of the Zulus. That went back to, I'll have to look this up again. Good evening. Thank you for being with us. I'm Lee Kleinbeater, your host for the Big Band Swing Show. Yeah, that was an early 26 recording from Chicago. Now we've got the Cornet Chop Suey, and this will feature, this is a Louis Armstrong composition, and it was made in 1926. Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, Cornet Chop Suey. Thank you. Louis Armstrong and the Hot Five and the Cornet Chop Suey. That's his composition. Big Fat Mama and Skinny Paw. And you'll have Clarence Babcock on Compare. And Louis Armstrong vocals from Chicago 1926.
Everybody, fall in line. Grab your pots and get back on time. Big Fat Maw and Skinny Paw gonna do a dance you never saw. Not exactly sure of the timeline on our next recording, but I'm glad it happened. RCA, or Victor at the time, huge recording company, international recording company, and had many great artists in their stables, including, remember, another mule kicking around in your stall? They had Louis Armstrong, they had Jimmy Rogers, and that's when country was country. You know, you hear these country stations, hey, this is real country, Halls. Well, it doesn't get any more real than Jimmy Rogers, who wrote The Blue Yodel Number 9. I'm just standing on the corner minding my business, and all of a sudden some Victor Recording Company execs say, hey, why don't you cut a record with Louis Armstrong out in Hollywood? We'll take you there to 1930. And just the bare basics instrumentation. You've got Louis Armstrong. He does not sing, only plays the trumpet. His wife, Lillian Harden Armstrong, Lil, on the piano, and Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, and the Blue Yodel Number 9.
Standing on the corner, I didn't mean no harm. Along come a police, he took me by the arm. It was down in Memphis, He says, big boy, you'll have to tell me your name. I said, you'll find my name on the tail of my shirt. I'm a Tennessee hustler, I don't have to wait. Listen, all you round us, you better leave my women alone. 'Cause I'll take my special and run all you round us home. Deodorant.
Tugger. That's where they get the expression pistol packin' mama from. Jimmy Rogers and Louis Armstrong, Lil Horton Armstrong, on the Big Band Swings show. We'll jump ahead a few years to 1933 with the W.C. Handy tune done by Louis Armstrong. At this point, it's Louis Armstrong and his orchestra. And they're going to do the Saint Louis Blues. W.C. Handy wrote it. Thank you. right. A lot of folks, when they think of Louis Armstrong, they think of the musical theater numbers that he would do. Hello, Dolly.
Hello, Dolly. This is Louis, Dolly. Mighty glad you're back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly. I can tell, Dolly. I feel the blues swaying, the band playing, old favorite tunes way back when. Yeah, take a breath, fellas, and do an empty lap here. Now it never goes away again.
By the way, McKeith, he's back in town. Be careful.
Sharp hands, pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pretty white. Just a jackknife as McKeith, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears McKeith, dear. So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday mornings, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone, Mac the Knife? Yes, from a tugboat by the river. I see my bag drooping down, and the cement by the way, dear. That you, McKeith, is back to town. Yeah, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his cash. And McKeith's been like a sailor. Did our boy do
something rash. Suki Tatri, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, sweet Lucy Brown. Yes, the line bonds on the right, dear. Now that my key's back in time.
Band Swings comes your way from KRVS 88.7 online, krvs.org. I'm Lee Kleinpeter. Thank you.
Perhaps it's the originality of KRVS that has made you a devoted listener. We are very committed to making certain that we continue to fulfill that need, whether it's providing you with the kind of music you can't find anywhere else, offering you entertainment on our weekend programs, or sharing alternative points of view. Helping us to accomplish that is our Cypress Lake Circle, and we invite you to become a member through an annual gift of $1,000 or more. To find out more, call Development Director Judith Merriweather or visit krvs.org, clicking on the donate button. And thank you.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.